From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. authorities are investigating whether computer hackers have breached Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's network as part of a larger cyber attack on Democratic organizations. The latest possible attack follows ones on the Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Party's fundraising committee for members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Party officials have pointed to Russian involvement in both of those attacks. That's heightened unconfirmed allegations that Moscow is trying to influence the U.S. presidential election in favor of Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine started their bus tour with a pair of battleground states on Friday. The Democratic presidential nominee said during a stop in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that making college more affordable is one of her goals if she is elected.
Donald Trump gets to be forgiven from his debts. Students and families can't refinance college debt. That is a gross injustice.
In Colorado Springs, Colorado, meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump criticized Hillary Clinton for what he called her dishonesty in dealing with missing emails from her private server when she was Secretary of State.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Trump also said that Clinton's chief Democratic Party rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, in his words, sold his soul to the devil when he agreed to support Clinton. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.